Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, the Most Merciful. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace, blessings and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be upon you all. Once again, respected listeners, it's another episode of this program, the Jannah program, on your favorite learning station, Radio Islam International. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among the people of Jannah. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Just to remind you of the different features of our program, we have the meaning of Muslim names, translations of Arabic nasheeds, as well as some of the drama stories of the pious, and also the du'as, some of the masnoon du'a of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as well as some of the ma'thur du'a of the sahaba, the tabi'een, and pious people. All this comes in this program, inshallah. Don't forget that it's an interactive program. That means you can recommend your favorite Arabic nasheeds, inshallah, to be translated in this program. In addition to the meaning of names, so if you have questions related to meaning of names, then inshallah we can help you with that as well. Inshallah ta'ala. Right, the dua we are having for today, we are starting with a dua, and it's a dua actually from the ma'athur du'as. And dua al-ma'athur means that it's from the dua of the sahaba, the tabi'een, the pious people. There is a dua of our pious tabi'een, and we are learning this dua. It's specifically for what you lose. If you lose something and you wish that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala compensate you for this thing, then there is some ma'thur dua about this issue, and it's not from the sunnah, so we're not saying that this is a sunnah dua, that you must say it. But it's ma'thur dua. The tabi'een used to recite this wonderful dua, and we learn from them as well, and we can learn the etiquettes of dua in that, and we can learn as well the wordings and the meanings of this wonderful dua. It's a dua for compensation when you are losing something, when you lost something, then we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to compensate you. Allahumma anta al-ma'mulu li ahsan al-khalaf. اللهم أنت المأمول لأحسن الخلف وبيدك التعويض لما تلف فافعل بنا ما أنت أهله فإن أرزاقنا عليك وآمالنا مصروفة إليك. Beautiful dua indeed, beautiful words. And we learn from the tabi'een and from the sahaba and from the pious people how to use the proper words, as they say in the sunnah. So they say in the books of knowledge that when a person has been inspired the beautiful way of making dua, then he's been inspired the dua, the ijabah, the answer as well. So it's a statement by Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, which is that I don't worry about the ijabah of the dua. I worry much about the way to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I worry much about to qualify the dua itself. And if I qualify the dua beautifully, then I'm sure Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to answer me. The way you are putting the dua forward, the way you are asking your dua, the etiquettes of the dua also included, in addition to the beautiful words which you are choosing while you are calling upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this helps a lot. So we learn from this dua, and it's a dua specifically, as we said, for when you lose something, when something is damaged, when you break something, when something bad happens to you, then of course this is beside the statement of Inna Lillahi wa Inna Ilayhi Raji'un. A person say Inna Lillahi wa Inna Ilayhi Raji'un. When a calamity, problem, trouble happens, then you say that Inna Lillahi wa Inna Ilayhi Raji'un. To Allah do we belong, and to Him is our return. And it's mentioned in the Quran, and you take reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that. Then in addition to this, you can also recite different as asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to compensate you and to give you better than what you lost. So there is a dua here, which is a ma'thur dua, not a sunnah dua, ma'thur dua. We can recite it as well. It says, Allahumma anta al-ma'mulu li ahsan al-khalaf. O Allah, you are the one whom we hope for the compensation. We hope for something better than what we have lost. Wa biyadika at-ta'widu lima talaf. In your hands is the compensation of what was damaged or what we lost. Wa biyadika at-ta'widu lima talaf. فَفْعَلْ بِنَا مَا أَنْتَ أَهْلُهُ. O Allah, treat us as you are the most generous with your generosity, according to your generosity. فَإِنَّ أَرْزَاقَنَا عَلَيْكَ. Indeed, our provision is upon you. وَأَمَالُنَا مَصْرُوفَةٌ إِلَيْكَ. And all our hopes are being attached to you. We are looking only at you, Ya Allah, or the compensation. Beautiful dua indeed, beautiful words also, and the way it's formed is wonderful indeed. We're going to recite it once more. If someone wish to write this wonderful dua for when you damage something, or something damage, or you lose something, break something, this is dua. مأثور you can recite. اللهم أنت المأمول لأحسن الخلف وبيدك التعويض لما تلف فافعل بنا ما أنت أهله فإن أرزاقنا عليك وآمالنا مصروفة إليك.
دعاة دعاء نموت ونحيا نبقى دعاة بطول الزمن دعاة دعاء نعيش ونفنى نبقى دعاة برغم المحن نموت ونحيا نعيش ونفنى نموت ونحيا نعيش ونفنى نبيع الحياة لأجل الإله نبيع الحياة لأجل الإله ولكن سنمضي ونبقى دعاء نبقى دعاء.
Callers to the truth, we are the callers to the truth, no matter our death or life. We shall remain calling people forever to the truth. Callers, we are the callers, no matter life or death. But we shall remain calling people, although the difficulties that befalls us.
نعيش ونفنى نبقى دعاة بغضم المحن نموت ونحيا نعيش ونفنى نموت ونحيا نعيش ونفنى نبيع الحياة لأجل الإله.
We sell our life for Allah and we will go ahead calling people to the truth.
إذا الشمس غابت فنحن الشروق سنصمد صفا بوجه الفسوق ننير القلوب نضيء الطريق ونرجع مجدا وماضي العريق.
If the sun set, we are the light, and we shall withstand one row against immorality or evil. We shall enlighten the hearts and guide people to the right way, and repeat our glories and brilliant history.
ولكن سنمضي ونبقى دعاء نبقى دعاء نبقى دعاء.
أتحن عليك قلوب الورى إذا دمع عينيك يوما جرى أتحن عليك قلوب الورى إذا دمع عينيك يوما جرى وهل ترحم الحامل المستضام ذئاب الفلا وأسود الشرى أتحن عليك قلوب.
طارق جابر singing this wonderful نشيد أتحن عليك قلوب الورى إذا دمع عينيك يوما جرى وهل ترحم الحمل المستضام ذئاب الفلا وأسود الشرى. Will hearts of people sympathize with you when your tears flow down? Do you think the wolves and lions in the jungle may sympathize with you with a weak prayer?
وماذا ينال الضعيف الذليل سوى أن يحقر أو يزدرى وماذا ينال الضعيف الذليل سوى أن يحقر أو يزدرى فكن يابس العود صلب القناة قوي.
Don't be weak, for the weak person has been oppressed and humiliated. Be strong, believer, and tough, and don't fall under oppression.
ولا تتعلل ببغي البغاة وكن كاسرا قبل أن تكسرا ولا تتعلل ببغي البغاة وكن كاسرا قبل أن تكسرا إذا كنت ترجو كبار الأمور فأعدد لها همة أكبرا.
If you want to achieve great matters, then you need to prepare for that great matter, a resolve and willpower. For indeed, the way of nobility is when you move forward, not when you turn back upon your heel.
طريق العلا أبدا للأمام فويحك هل ترجع القهقرى طريق العلا أبدا للأمام فويحك هل ترجع القهقرى وكل البرية في يقظة فويل لمن يستطيب الكرى أتحن عليك قلوب الورى إذا دمع عينيك يوما جرى أتحن عليك قلوب الورى إذا دمع عينيك يوما جرى وهل ترحم الحامل المستضام ذئاب البلاء وأسود الشرى أتحن عليك قلوب الورى إذا دمع عينيك
إلى كل بلبل برد في سماء المجد ثم غاب عنا وحي الذنب في أسره فترى فينا فقد تغريده وعزم ترديده والأمل كل الأمل أن تعود البلابل وأن تعود التغاريد.
Stories of the pious.
From Muhammad, the messenger of God, Heraclius, the emperor of Byzantium.
After some years, Islam spread so fast in Medina, and the Muslims from everywhere gathered in the city of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to worship Allah alone.
Conqueror, your master, or this one God of yours.
Allah alone will judge between me and the Khalifa.
Praise Yusuf, why you came back without him? Did I not command you to fetch him?
Joseph told his messenger to declare Islam. To all men.
Defend
your God!
Allah, she's better than women who have grace and beauty.
Who is your God? Answer me!
There is only one God, and Muhammad is the messenger of
God. Written, directed, and produced by Jad Sama.
O Jad of Mecca, amend the Jad of Badr!
Stories of the Pious on Ahlan wa Sahlan. Radio Islam, Medium Wave 1548.
Assalamu alaikum. Is there anyone sitting here, Haji?
No, brother. You may sit. Tafaddal. My name is Amir. Nice to meet you, Haji.
Saeed. Saeed is my name.
I'm pleased to meet you, Haji Saeed. This is my third time Hajj. Alhamdulillah.
Hajj mabroor, inshaAllah. I can't believe we finished Hajj and going back to our country. Indeed, it was a very blessed experience for me and a wonderful journey. Especially for someone who lost the hope of going for Hajj this year. But Alhamdulillah.
Why? Were you not coming?
It's a long story.
Tell us, Haji Saeed, while we are waiting for our flight.
I work as a doctor in a private hospital. And in the same day I was planning to go to the Hajj company to pay the money, I saw some mother who I used to treat her paralyzed child. She was crying and very sad and depressed.
Stay well, Dr. Saeed. Stay well.
What happened, sister? Where are you going? Are you leaving the hospital?
Yes.
Why? Don't you like our treatment?
No, Not that. You are indeed a great help. But
what?
I look for a public hospital, because I am no more able to pay the hospital cost. My husband passed away, and I lost my job, and I have no money to continue her treatment here.
Okay, just wait for me for one moment. One moment. Let me speak to the director. Assalamu alaikum, Dr. Hamid.
Wa alaikum salam, Dr. Zaid. Welcome to my office.
Doctor, there is one lady who is treating her daughter here for the past few months. But she lost her job and her husband passed away. And I'm just asking that if we can allow her to remain for a little while until she finds a new job, just for the pleasure of Allah.
In fact, Dr. Saeed, this is a private hospital, as you know, and it's not a governmental hospital, and it's made specially for investment. I'm afraid the owners of the hospital won't allow this.
But her daughter's health will deteriorate after we have made a lot of effort to improve, and it was improving already.
This is not our problem, Dr. Saeed. We can take her to a public hospital.
But you know how public hospitals conditions in our country. It's useless. Totally useless.
Again, Dr. Saeed, this is not our problem. I'm sorry. I can't help in this case, really.
Okay. Thank you. Inna lillah. What can I do now? Ya Allah, you know what is in my soul. You know my intention is to go for Hajj this year. But for your sake only, I will help this needy sister with the money of my Hajj. Forgive me, Ya Allah, and taqabbal minni. And inshaAllah, in the next year, I will save money and go. Assalamu alaikum, Amir.
Wa alaikum salam, Dr. Saeed.
Do you know that lady, Nargis, whose daughter is paralyzed?
Yes. She wasn't able to pay the cost of the hospital, and she came to us here in the reception and wanted to finalize the payment and leave the hospital.
Yes, I know about that. But listen to me. I wish to help her for the pleasure of Allah. I will pay for her 6 months front. But I don't want anybody, to know who paid that money. Especially her.
Why?
Please, do what I tell you. I don't want to hurt her feelings.
Okay, as you like.
Any luck, doctor?
Yes, sister. I got good news for you. Alhamdulillah, I spoke to the manager of the hospital, and he accepted that your daughter remain in the hospital for another 6 months, inshallah.
Really?
Yes, alhamdulillah. They have special budget for such similar cases.
Subhanallah. Jazakallah khair. You were really a great help. And may Allah bless you as you pleased me. And help you as you have helped me.
Ameen.
Barakallahu feek. You did a real great job. But how did you manage to come for Hajj then?
I remember I went back home that day and promising Allah to go for Hajj the next year. And my tears were really on my cheeks. And while I was in this condition...
Assalamu alaikum, Sayyid.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Who's speaking?
It's me, Dr. Hamid, your manager. I need a favor from you, please.
Khairan, inshallah. What's the matter, doctor?
One of the businessmen, who is a founder and one of the owners of the hospital, is intending to go for Hajj this year, inshallah. But the problem is that he's a bit sick and insists not to go unless he takes one of the doctors of the hospital with him to look after him during the Hajj. So I thought of you. Please, do for us this service.
And will he allow me to make Hajj with him?
Yes, of course, you can also make Hajj. He will pay you as well. Plus, your salary from the hospital is still running.
Okay, I accept, inshallah.
Jazakallahu khairan, Saeed. You really helped me. I'll put your name. Please prepare yourself for Hajj.
Inshallah, I'm ready. I'm very ready.
Subhanallah, what a story. So, Allah compensated you on the same day and brought you for Hajj, alhamdulillah.
Not only that, but after I finished Hajj, I spoke to the businessman, who is one of the owners of the hospital, and told him the story of the woman and her daughter, and even told him what happened after that. And he was very fascinated and touched by the story. And guess what? He called the hospital and commanded that the daughter must be treated for free, and that the hospital must have a budget for charitable cases like this.
Subhanallah. So, your idea came from imagination to reality, and you got reward for starting a good new sunnah. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man sunna fil Islam sunnatan hasana, falahu ajruha wa ajru min amala biha." He who starts a good action and people do it after him, he shall take its reward and similar rewards to those who act upon it. You really are a blessed man, Saeed.
Alhamdulillah. But the story didn't end. The businessman insisted to call the sister and offer her a job in one of his companies.
Subhanallah, what good men you and him are. May Allah accept from you.
The pious.
From Muhammad, the messenger of God, Heraclius, the emperor of Byzantium.
After some years, Islam spread so fast in Medina, and the Muslims from everywhere gathered in the city of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to worship Allah alone.
Come now, your master, or this one God of yours.
Allah alone will judge between me and the Khalifa.
Where is Yusuf? Why you came back without him? Did I not command you to fetch him?
The prophet told his messenger to declare Islam to all men.
Send your God!
Allah, she is better than woman with grace and beauty.
Who is your God? Answer me.
There is only one God, the Muhammad. He is the messenger.
Written, directed, and produced by Jad Sams. Stories of the pious on Ahlan wa Sahlan, Radio Islam, Medium Wave 1548.
Radio Islam signed a code of conduct with the BCCSA. Under that code, we are committed to news that is accurate, comment that is fair, and programs that are not harmful to children. Does not amount to hate speech, the description of gratuitous violence, or explicit sex. If you think we are not living up to that code, inform the BCCSA. Direct any complaints in writing to BCCSA, P.O. Box 412-365, Craig Hall 2024. Email bccsa@napsa.co.za. Please note our new address and telephone number. Block number 8, Burnside Island Office Park, 410 Jan Smuts Avenue, Craig Hall 2196. Telephone number 011-326-3130. Fax number 011-326-3197. For more information, visit bccsa.co.za.
Get one free stickies with every 150 rand spent this weekend at Pick n Pay with everyday low prices. Twin Saver Luxury 2-ply Toilet Paper Assorted, 9s, 41 rand 90. Liquid Fruit Juice Blend Assorted, 1 litre, 14 rand 50. Pick n Pay No Name Shredded Tuna in Salt Water, 170 grams, 8 rand 90. Pick n Pay Washed Potatoes, 4 kilograms. And Pick n Pay Onions, 3 kilograms. Buy both for 40 rand. Go on, collect them, trade them, and play the craziest games. Stickies, only at Pick n Pay. Prices valid 3rd to 6th September 2015.
World-renowned Nasheed reciter, Qari Ihsan Mohsin Qasi of India, will grace the shores of South Africa as a special guest of Madrasa Ziaul Badr for a month-long tour in August, inshallah. Madrasa Ziaul Badr, in conjunction with Spiritual Cause, will be hosting an array of fundraising dinners and massage programs across South Africa. For further information, call Kari Musa Sida on 083-786-4221.
It's exciting, pressure is mounting, Mahikeng is warming up. The 5th annual Northwest Free State and Northern Cape Islamiyat Speech Contest is back. Don't miss out on the opportunity to listen to the vibrant voices of our young jewels that will take you on a spiritual journey and motivate you to do good while keeping you thoroughly entertained. Will Mahikeng be magnificent, or will Clarkstore, Kroonstad and Kimberley keep their cool, or will Welcome wow the crowd? Will Rustenburg be remarkable, while Potchefstroom reveals its power, or will there be more surprises from neighbours Freiburg and Zeerust? So be in Mahikeng on Sunday the 6th of September at the Mabato Civic Centre from 9:30 a.m. or tune in to Radio Islam to witness the unveiling of young talent.
No quiero, gracias.
Eu estava a dizer para mim, este aqui é uma boa jogadora.
Está bem, me rindo.
No matter where you come from or what language you speak, Perez Motor Spares is the place to go. We stock motor spares and car accessories of high standards at an impressive price. Years of experience in the motor spares industry ensures that you get the best advice. Perez Motor Spares, 48 Peter Ace Avenue, Alberton North.
Call us on 011-901-3100.
Devlin Cash & Carry. We are wholesalers of groceries and household products. For all your business and household needs, trust us for the best deals in the market. Devlin Cash & Carry, the place where you pay less and always get more. Corner Klepkas and Piston Road, Devlin. Contact us on 011-989-8800.
Classic Creations, long awaited half price, yes, half price, a buyer sale is now on. Don't miss out. Hurry to Classic Creations, 15 Status Street, Extension 3, Lanesia, or call them on 011-854-4195. That's 011-854-4195. Classic Creations, the ultimate in a buyer's.
درب المؤمن جنة 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 درب المؤمن جنة يفرح بلقاء الله حب الله المنة يفرح بلقاء الله حب الله المنة
جنة 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 درب المؤمن جنة 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 درب المؤمن جنة يفرح بلقاء الله
الأخيار ثم مع الأبرار والصحب الأخيار ونبي الأنوار.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. And welcome back to the program Jannah. Right now, inshallah, we'll be discussing the meaning of Muslim names. You can call us directly on the number 011-854-1548. And inshallah, we'll be helping you in today's program and we'll give you the meaning of the Muslim names. In each program, we recommend that we give good names to our children. The good names are these names that carry good meanings. So, of course, it's encouraged to keep the names of the Sahaba, the names of pious people, the names of the Tabi'een. All these names are considered good names and excellent names. Names of prophets as well is considered excellent names. Names that comes in the Quran and have good meanings. Because some people go to the Quran and pick up some words from the Quran and think that, alright, because it comes in the Quran, then it's a good word and it must have a good meaning. No, some of the words in the Quran also is used in a sense of the evil. For example, the word itself it means evil. For example, the word shar, it means evil. So certain things like that. I'm just giving you as an example, but there are some people who maybe go to the Quran and pick up any word which is not proper Arabic. I mean, not proper to give it to a child. It's a verb, for example, it's not a noun at all, or it's a preposition. And so on, and then they name the word. While we should make sure that whatever names we are giving to our children is good names, correct name, is proper word, proper noun, or adjective, and we can keep it as a child name. Right, the lines are open, and the number to dial is 011-854-1548. Engineer for us for today, Brother Hamdallah, he will be taking your calls, inshallah, and we will be answering these calls, whatever questions you have regarding names, inshallah, we'll help you with it. The first name we're recommending for today, we recommend some names while we're waiting for your calls. The first name we're recommending is the name Yusuf. Yusuf is a good name, and Yusuf means increasing and abundance. And it's a name for Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam is mentioned in the Quran, and so entire surah in the Quran called Surah Yusuf. Right, so we keep this name, it's a good name for boys, the name Yusuf, which means increasing and abundance. It's a good name, inshallah, and we can keep it for a child. Moving on, another name, but for females this time, the name Hanan for a girl. Hanan. Hanan means kindness, one who is kind and merciful. Hanan is a good name for a girl, and you can keep it. It's an Arabic name for girls. Don't forget, you can ask your questions related to names when you call us directly on 011-854-1548. You can also email us ona@radioislam.co.za. ona@radioislam.co.za. Alright, another name, and this time is for boys. The name Adil. Adil, it's a good name. And the name Adil means just and kind, just and fair. Person who is fair, person who deals with justice. It's called Adil in Arabic, and Adil means just, and it's a good name. It's an adjective giving to the person. And for female, it will be Adila. Adila. So you will adjust the round ta towards the end of it. Adila. Round ta at the end, it means fair or just, but for female. While Adil means fair and just, but for male. Right, we have one call online. Let's take the call first. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamualaikum.
Alaikum salam. What's your question?
I just want to know the meaning of Fatima, please.
Fatima, it's a good name. It's a name of the daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidah Fatima al-Zahra radiallahu anha. Literally, the name Fatima means one who is weaned.
Weaned?
Weaned, yes.
Okay.
Right? Jazakallah khair.
Assalam.
Can be met, some words can be metaphorical meanings also. So it's not just looking for the literal meaning. Meaning, for example, the one who is weaned from evil. The one who doesn't make evil. Is like that. It can mean the same thing, right? So it depends on the meaning or the actual figurative meaning sometimes. The name Rawiya for a girl. Rawiya. Rawiya is a female name. Rawiya is R-A-W-Y-A. R-A-W-Y-A. Rawiya means one who tells story. Also, Rawiya means one who is patient. One who is patient. From Tarawi. Right, it's a good name also to be kept, the name Rawiya for a girl. Alright, we're waiting for your calls. Don't forget, the number to dial is 011-854-1548. The name Waleed, a boy name, Waleed. Waleed means newborn. Waleed, newborn. and it's a good name for boys, the name Waleed. And the name Waleed is a common Arabic name. Some of the Khulafa, not Khulafa al-Rashidin, but some of the Khulafa got this name Waleed. Al-Waleed ibn Abd al-Malik ibn Marwan, one of the Khulafa from the Abbasid Khilafa. Alright, moving on. The name Ibrahim. Someone is asking about this name Ibrahim. And the name Ibrahim means merciful father, and it's the name of a prophet, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, an entire surah in the Quran called Surah Ibrahim. It's a good name for boys, the name Ibrahim, and the son of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also was named Ibrahim. Right, we have a call online. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Yes, sister, what's your question?
I would like to know the meaning of the name Tahliya. Is there a name as Tahliya?
Tahliya.
Gee.
Tahliya means beautifying. It's not a name, not like a proper name for a child to be kept. It's more used as a verb or as expression, which is beautifying. Say tahliyatul ma means making the water sweet. If the water is not proper water or salty water, then to make it sweet is a tahliya. Tahliya means to make it sweet or to make it to beautify in a literal sense. However, the name is not suggested. You can keep other names which have the same meaning, like Jamila, for example, which means beautiful.
Jazakallah.
Right? Jazakallah.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah. We have another call online. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Yes, sister.
I need the meaning of Hussein and Zubair.
Okay, the first one, Hussein, it's a good name, and it's one of the grandsons of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina al-Hussein ibn Ali radiallahu anhu. And the meaning of Hussein is handsome, someone who's handsome. That's Hussein for a boy. The other one, Zubair, it means sword, and it's also one of the Sahaba, Sayyidina al-Zubair ibn al-Awwam radiallahu anhu. It's a very good name for boys.
Shukran.
Right, jazakallah khair. Okay, we're still waiting for your calls. 011-854-1548. Recommending names while waiting for your calls. The name Rashid for a boy. Rashid. Rashid means a wise person, someone who is wise, someone who is elder, someone who is honorable and respected amongst people. That's the name Rashid for a boy, and we can keep it inshallah. It's a good name, the name Rashid for a boy. Right. Continuing, the name Rida, someone is asking about this name, Rida. This name Rida, it can be kept for boys and for females also. Some people keep it for females, some people keep it for males. I've seen it for female more. Rida means satisfied and pleased, one who is satisfied and pleased. Maybe just to give it more feminine sense, you call it Radia. Radia. Radia also means satisfied and pleased. We have a caller online. Assalamu alaikum. Yes, I'm listening. What's your question?
I would like to know the meaning of the name Adina.
Adina means religious.
Religious.
Yes.
Religious. Okay.
Right. Jazakallah. Assalamu alaikum. Next call. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Yes.
I want to know the name of Shamsia. What it means?
Shamsia.
Gee.
Shamsia have two meanings. If you take it the literal sense, Shamsia means sunny. If you take it the metaphorical sense or some other meaning for it, is umbrella, the umbrella that you use to protect us from the sun. It's called Shamsiyya in Arabic. So it's not very common name to be given. Are you there? Okay, I think we lost the sister. You have other calls, alhamdulillah? Okay, waiting for your calls. 011-854-1548. We'll be taking the last five calls before we end our program, inshallah. We have some names, suggested names. The name Hamid for a boy. Hamid, H-A-M-I-D, Hamid, means one who is thankful. One who is thankful is called Hamid. And Hamid is a good name indeed. Means one who is thankful and praiseworthy. Moving on, another name. The name Yahya, which is a prophet name mentioned in the Quran. The name Yahya. And Yahya means living. Yahya means living. Also Yahya, it's a kind of a bird. Another boy name we recommend, the name Hani for a boy. Hani. Hani means delightful and pleased. Hani means delightful and pleased, and it's a good name, the name Hani. right? That's a good name for boys, Hani. And if you want to keep it for female, it will be Hania. Hania for female, Hania or Haniya, also same meaning. Hania or Haniya means delightful and pleased, and it's for female. Right? A female name, Najma. Najma means star. Najma means star. Najma, it can be kept. And the name Najma is a good name for girls. It refers to the one who is beautiful like the star. We got the name via SMS. Don't forget, it's on air at radioislam.co.za. And the question here is the meaning of the name Amr. Amr means prosper, one who instruct. It's a good name. Some Sahaba got this name, like Amr ibn al-As radiallahu an. The name Isa is also a good name, and it's a prophet name, Prophet Isa alayhi salam. This is a good name indeed. Another name, Maryam, the mother of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. And the meaning of Maryam is flower, beautiful, modest. And Maryam is a good name for girls, as mentioned in the Quran. Zulaykha means beautiful. Zulaykha, beautiful. It's been pronounced Zulaykha, not Zulayga. Not Zulayga. It's Zulaykha with a kha, K-H at the end. Zulaykha, Z-U-L-I-K-H-A. Batul, a good name, also means modest. Batul is a female name, and it's title giving to the one who's modest. Right? That's some of the names that came to us via email. Don't forget, you can call us directly on 011-854-1548 or email us on a@radioislam.co.za. Let's take the calls. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Yes, I'm listening. What's your question?
What does the name Tasmiya mean?
Say the name again.
Tasmiya.
Tasmiya means elevation and nobility, and also means Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
Cheers.
Right?
Cheers.
Yeah, anything else?
No.
Okay, jazakallah khair. Let's take the next call. Assalamu alaikum. Okay, this one dropped. Next one. Assalamu alaikum. Dropped also. Next one. Okay, we didn't have calls. So with that, we came to the end of our program for today. Jazakumullah khairan for listening to the Jannah program. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.